Hey, chiropractors, welcome to Modern Chiropractic Mastery with your host, Dr. Kevin Christie, where we discuss the latest in marketing, business, and professional growth with some of the leading experts in the industry. Welcome, Doc's got a solo episode for you today, and we're going to talk about how to manage your chatter and your emotions. And occasionally, I come across a book I read, and I do read a lot. I do three things. I listen to a lot of podcasts for sure, but I also listen to audiobooks. But then I do physically read books and always have a book that I'm physically reading. And about 4 months ago, I heard about a book called Chatter, The Voice in Our Head, Why It Matters and How to Harness It. And I decided to read this one physically. And it's written by Ethan Cross, and he is a PhD researcher out of University of Michigan. So he comes at this from a psychologist standpoint, but more on the research side, not a clinician in psychology. And so he has a ton of research, which I think you'll appreciate, is a lot of the concepts that he writes about aren't just motivation or hearsay or things like that. It's really based on the research. And I read this book, and, you know, as you could probably tell with the subtitle, The Voice in Our Head, Why It Matters and How to Harness It, pretty compelling. And it was a really good book. And I even did a group coaching call on this. We do occasional book reviews and really dive into the material. And what I liked about this book at the end was he laid out like 24 different actual strategies for this. And that was good. I'm going to dive in a little bit of that. It was actually pretty cool. I read the book Chatter. I did the coaching call. And then right around that same time, his second book came out, again, from Ethan Cross. And this one is called Shift, Managing Your Emotions So They Don't Manage You. And as you can imagine, that's compelling as well. And I just think as chiropractors, whether we're students, whether we're new in practice, we've been doing it for a while, whether we're an associate, a partner, an owner, different layers of all this, whether your practice is doing great or struggling, we have to manage that voice in our head. And we also have to manage our emotions, and being able to do that and having certain strategies will benefit you. And, you know, I don't know if it's, because I'm aging, I'm 45 now, or maybe it's lower testosterone at 45 than I was 25, but I'm getting better at this. But I have put a lot of work into leadership, and I think a big part of leadership is being able to manage, your self-talk and certain things like that, and also your emotions, and being able to communicate effectively when things are stressful, or when, having a bad week in the office, or patient comes in, can't walk in, hard to walk out, different things like that we deal with. The more we can have a narrow bandwidth of emotions, the better. Not to say you shouldn't have emotions. And he talks about that as well. But you definitely need to be able to manage that. And so I'm just going to dive into a few things, but I just highly recommend starting with the book Chatter. And I'm just going to kind of read you the inner flap here, right? So you can get an idea of what we're talking about. Here we go. Quote, tell a stranger that you talk to yourself and you're likely to get written off as an eccentric. But the truth is that we all have a voice in our head. When we talk to ourselves, we often hope to tap into our inner coach, but instead find our inner critic. When we're facing a tough task, our inner coach can buoy us up. Focus, you can do this. But just as often, our inner critic sinks us entirely. I'm going to fail. They're all going to laugh at me. What's the use of this? In Chatter, acclaimed psychologist Ethan Cross explores the silent conversations we have with ourselves, interweaving groundbreaking behavioral and brain research from his own lab with real-world case studies. From a pitcher who forgets how to pitch to a Harvard undergrad negotiating her double life as a spy, Cross explains how these conversations shape our lives, work, and relationships. He warns that giving in to negative and disorienting self-talk, what he calls chatter, can tank our health, sink our moods, strain our social connections, and cause us to fold under pressure. But the good news is that we're already equipped with the tools we need to make your inner voice work in our favor. These tools are often hidden in plain sight. In the words we use to think about ourselves, the technologies we embrace, the diaries we keep in our drawers, the interactions we have with our loved ones, and the cultures we create in our schools and workplaces. Brilliantly argued, expertly researched, and filled with compelling stories, Chatter explains how the conversations we have with ourselves shape our lives and give us the power to change them. And that's the inner flap of that book. I just highly recommend it. I mean, as I read it, I was kind of thinking about how we as chiropractors face challenges all the time, and why do some people thrive really well and some people continue to struggle? I know there's a lot of variables, but there's a lot of people that have positive self-talk, have confident self-talk, not all the time, but the majority of the time. And they're optimistic, and they feel like they can overcome that struggle. You tell them that insurance reimbursement is going to be cut, they're going to figure out a way to overcome that. They have a bad month, they're going to figure out how to overcome that. There's a snowstorm and you miss a week of work because of it or whatever, they know they're going to overcome that. And there's others that every little thing, big thing, middle thing, becomes a setback that they ruminate on consistently. And then ultimately, they have a career of rumination on bad self-talk. And I know you can get better at it. I think that's the thing, is no matter where you are on the continuum of self-talk, all the way from terrible to great, you can improve and go from there. It doesn't mean you're going to be a Navy SEAL per se, right? I'm sure their self-talk has to be pretty on point to get to where they have. And we're not trying to get to that level as chiropractors, but you get the point. You need to improve this, and you can. A few things that stood out to me in those kind of 24 strategies that he gives was using distanced self-talk, which I had heard this before, but he breaks it down really good in the book. And I'm just going to give you a little excerpt that he talks about on using distanced self-talk. Quote, one way to create distance when you're experiencing chatter involves language. When you're trying to work through a difficult experience, use your name or the second person, quote, you, to refer to yourself. Doing so is linked with less activation in brain networks associated with rumination and leads to improved performance under stress, wiser thinking, and less negative emotion. That's why a lot of times you hear athletes will say, something like, come on, Tiger, right? You heard Tiger Woods. That was like a whole thing. He would always call himself Tiger when he was struggling and hit a bad shot. And that's an example of doing that. Instead of saying I or me, you're saying your name, or you're saying you, like you can do this. And he gives an example in the other book, Shift. He kind of circles back to this using distant self-talk and gives an example that one of the tennis players, Novak Djokovic, did when he was losing. He lost like the first two sets of a match, Wimbledon, and he lays out how he took a break, said it was a bathroom break, but went in and just looked in the mirror and was just using the word you and a bunch of other things he talks about in the book. But using distant self-talk is a big thing to overcome this chatter. Let's take a break from today's episode and announce our first sponsor. This is going to be Propel Marketing and Design. I've known Darcy Sullivan for years. We've worked hand in hand on my websites. I don't trust anybody else to do this search engine optimization. She does a great job. There's so much to it. A lot of the lingo and the words are beyond my comprehension, but it's just amazing work that she does. And if you're really going to get results with Google, you have to make sure your website is SEO optimized. And I really don't want you doing it yourself as a chiropractor. So you just have to have this type of stuff done. And if you're looking to get more organic online traffic that pulls in new patients, Propel Marketing and Design is currently offering chiropractors who listen to this podcast a free SEO website review. The free review will help you uncover methods that will improve your website and boost your search engine visibility. Head over to propelyourcompany.com/chiropractor and schedule your free SEO website review. You won't regret it. She gets great results. Your website needs this. Your search results need this. Head on over there to propelyourcompany.com/chiropractor to get your free SEO website review. Another one he talks about is, imagine advising a friend. Quote, another way to think about your experience from a distance perspective is to imagine that you, what you would say to a friend experiencing the same problem as you. Think about the advice you'd give that person and then apply it to yourself. That takes the emotions out of it. He talks a little bit more about that. I feel that's been something that's helped me, being fortunate enough to coach a lot of chiropractors, is that I still go through my own shit, as we all do. But I do have that experience of coaching chiropractors and being able to kind of reflect on that and say, okay, what would I tell another chiropractor who's going through this? So that's pretty cool. The other one is broaden your perspective. Chatter involves narrowly focusing on the problems we're experiencing. A natural antidote to do this involves broadening our perspective instead of that narrow focus, and we get in the weeds in and we ruminate. A natural antidote involves broadening our perspective. To do this, think about how the experience you're worrying about compares with other adverse events you or others have endured, how it fits into the broader scheme of your life and the world, and how the other people you admire would respond to the same situation. And putting it in perspective, you know, it's like when you have a bad day in the office, I mean, they'll say it could be worse, right? And you got to have it kind of reflect back on that, on some of the things that people are actually going through. And now, obviously, if you're going through something massive, then I get that. But a lot of the chatter we have, a lot of the rumination in the grand scheme of things are not that big of a deal. Let's take a short break for one of our great sponsors, TrackStat. It is a new type of software plugin for your EHR that combines patient communication, marketing, automation, and statistics with patient and employee tracking. Built by chiropractors for chiropractors, it shows your team what to focus on each day. See patient visit habits, missing information, unpaid bills, insurance collection visit average, and more. Great visibility of data so you can focus on filling your office with your best patients. When you can see what your staff and patients are doing or not doing and take action accordingly, your profits naturally grow. Take TrackStat for a test drive in your office with our free trial. Not a techie, no problem, we can help. To get started on your free trial, visit TrackStat.org and watch the demo. That is TrackStat.org. The next and last one I'll talk about is one called Reframe Your Experience as a Challenge. Quote, a theme of this book is that you possess the ability to change the way you think about your experiences. Chatter is often triggered when we interpret a situation as a threat, something we can't manage. To aid your inner voice, for example, by reminding yourself how you've succeeded in similar situations in the past, or by using distant self-talk. And that is obviously something that helps as you progress through this career and you've been doing it maybe for 20 years like I have, is that when you come across obstacles or things in practice, you've had enough things you've overcome in 20 years that you're able to reframe your experience and know that you can get through that. But those are four of many strategies he has, which are really good. And I recommend the book. It just was a really good read, easy read, but definitely has the research. And then he gives you some actionable stuff, which I like. And then next from the book Shift, there's a few things. I'm not going to dive into too many of these, but one is he talks about the idea of self-efficacy, which I really enjoyed. And I'm just going to kind of read an excerpt from that. But to be able to manage your emotions, having some self-efficacy is going to be really important. So I'm going to read a little excerpt here. And Bandura's historic research helped him uncover the power of a concept he would call self-efficacy. The idea that you believe you're capable of reaching a goal, that very belief plays a pivotal role in helping you reach it. It's not that the belief is some sort of magical elixir. It's that the belief itself puts you in a better position to make your goal a reality. A weak sense of self-efficacy, that is a lack of confidence in one's own ability to create change in a particular area of one's life, leaves a person unable to help themselves because they don't believe they can in the first place. So, you know, like it says there, you know, this last little line I really like is, leaves a person unable to help themselves because they don't believe they can in the first place. You got to believe that you can help yourself. And this book talks a lot about that and different strategies around that. But the self-efficacy really stood out to me. I think I run into a lot of people who just don't believe they can have a successful practice, don't believe they can manage their emotions, don't believe they can lead people, don't believe they can, do whatever, get better at marketing or public speaking, right? There's a lot of things that they struggle with on that. And I don't want you to fall victim to that. And so self-efficacy is a big thing he talks about in here. The next one is sensory experiences. And he dives into what music can do and change your mood. Like if you're in a bad mood or you're kind of in your feels, as the millennials or Gen Z say now, turning on particular music you really like can actually shift your emotions. And I think we've all experienced that before. And so he talks about other sensory experiences you can do to do that. Sometimes it's food and smells and nature, but music is a quick one you can do. I mean, we all have it on our phone. So sometimes you might just need, I'm having a shitty morning in the office here, but I got 5 minutes. I'm going to go in my personal office and turn on a couple songs I really like and get out of that mood. And that's something that I've experienced over time. And it's a strategy I haven't implemented, intentionally. I think we've all done it somewhat intentionally, but I'm going to start doing that for sure, because that'll be helpful. Let's take a short break from today's episode to tell you about the best decision I've made in my clinic in the last 10 years. And that has been adding shockwave therapy to our clinic. The outcomes have been really impressive. Certain conditions we were struggling with in the past, we're now seeing results with the shockwave therapy for that. And second of all, the ROI has been really good. When you make a big investment in something, you want to see a return. And we're seeing that return in clinical outcomes and in our investment. And that's been really nice to see. I chose Keenest Medical for four reasons. One is the technology is top notch. You have to have great technology. There's a lot out there that isn't quite up to snuff. The second thing is they have a really good clinical training. They have an exclusive partnership with Academy of Shockwave Excellence so that you can become clinically proficient in shockwave. You do need to get skilled at it. I think that's a big differentiator between practices that are getting great results and seeing the ROI, is they have a great clinical aspect to that as well. So you want to get trained appropriately. Third is they have in-house service team for all of your technical support, which is key when you're investing in a machine like this. And then lastly, they have a very in-depth marketing and business support for you so that you can launch this into your practice effectively, that you can get that ROI on it, that you can get the clinical outcomes. And they also have really good financing options if you need that. So go to kinasmedical.com, kinasmedical.com, mention MCM podcast and receive a free shockwave in practice book with a purchase of a unit. So that's kinasmedical.com, kinasmedical.com, and mention MCM podcast. And then lastly, he talks about in here that I like is it's the ABC model of really, impacting your emotions. And he learned this some years in school there. And really what it is that A equals adverse events. So you have the adverse event, for example, a scary health diagnosis. And then B is the belief, for instance, it's over, my kids won't have a father, I'm deserting them. This is what he wrote, it's not me. And then C is the consequence. For example, anxiety, stomach churning, nausea, sadness, all the things we get into our emotions. And then I'm going to read this just real quick here. Quote, the most important thing about the ABCs is that if you can change B, then you can change C. Because not surprisingly, negative thoughts often drive negative emotions. So while you can't do anything about a scary health diagnosis, you can modify your thoughts about it. For example, maybe it's a false positive, and even if it's true, I can still get treated, which according to this formula should in turn allow you to handle the situation better. So you're always going to have adverse events. So A's are going to happen in your life, no matter who you are, no matter how great you are, no matter how easy of a life you have, there's going to be A's, which are adverse events. And then the B is what you need to really catch And you need to be able to flip that belief from something negative to something positive, which then will in turn change C, which is the consequence. And I think that's where people who are very effective in managing their emotions, I think that's where they get it right. They're really able to change that B and have a better C that follows it. And so that's just a few key aspects from the book Shift, Managing Your Emotions So They Don't Manage You. And that's something that I really want you to look into and as far as read. The other thing I want to, I'm going to leave you two other things. It's not from the book, but definitely kind of apropos for this. And I read another book, or I should say I listened to this one, which was Set the Table by Danny Meyer back in like 06 or 07. He wrote that, but it was the first real book on hospitality by a restaurateur. There's been another one recently. But he had a lot of really, it was like a 5.5 hour, 6 hour listen, which isn't too bad for an audiobook. So it was really smooth and enjoyed it. But he had a few really cool concepts. And one is the 51 percenters. And when you hire and when you build a team, he has a quote here, 51 percenters have five key emotional skills necessary to provide excellent hospitality. Now I'm going to read this, and I'm going to read it, the five emotional keys. And this is what you want your team members to have. But I also want you to self-reflect and see where you are as it pertains to these five. Okay. And so let's give a little quick read here. Okay. In the following exclusive excerpt from a chapter called The 51% Solution, Meyer explains his core philosophy on hiring, recruiting, and managing the people who run his restaurants. We don't believe in pursuing the so-called 110% employee. That's about as realistic as working to achieve the 26-hour day. We are hoping to develop 100% employees whose skills are divided 51 to 49 between emotional hospitality and technical excellence. We refer to these employees as 51 percenters, right? So in our world, you know, you would have 49 would be the technical, which would be your being a doctor, chiropractic, what you do and your healing, and the 51% would be your emotional hospitality. So to me, this is Danny Meyer speaking, to me, 51 percenters have five core emotional skills. I've learned that we need to hire employees with these skills if we're to be champions at the team sport of hospitality. They are, one is optimistic warmth, genuine kindness, thoughtfulness, and a sense that the glass is always at least half full. Number two is intelligence, not just smarts, but rather an insatiable curiosity to learn for the sake of learning. Three is work ethic, a natural tendency to do something as well as it can possibly be done. Four is empathy, an awareness of, care for, and connection to how others feel and how your actions make others feel. And then five is self-awareness and integrity, an understanding of what makes you tick and a natural inclination to be accountable for doing the right thing with honesty and superb judgment. So that is the five keys. And ask yourself, are you following that? Are you hiring for that? And I thought that was really good and something that I took away from that particular book and how it kind of rolls into this podcast episode. And then lastly, I'm going to just share an audio from a Facebook reel that I found, and it talks about, are you a thermostat or are you a thermometer? And I'll let you just listen to the audio as we kind of end this show here. So have a great week. Here's the audio, and I want you to think, are you a thermostat or are you a thermometer when you walk into work every day or when you walk into the patient room?
Two types of people in this world, thermometer people and thermostat people. And which one you are will make all the difference as far as what kind of experience you have in this life. What's the difference between a thermometer and a thermostat? A thermometer tells you the temperature in the room. A thermostat tells the room the temperature. There's one kind of person who goes through life as a thermometer. However his environment is treating him, he will react in kind, and his emotional state, whether he's happy or not, is going to be a direct reflection of everything that's coming at him from outside of him. That's the thermometer. The thermostat is the one who wakes up and sets his setting on joy and gratitude and emanates that out all around him to the environment around him. If you're a thermometer, you are doomed to be reactive. You don't even get to choose whether or not you have a good day. The way people that you don't even know will treat you is going to determine whether or not you had a good day. And you add up good days or bad days, and you have either a good life or a bad life, and you were never in control of it. It was just the way that life treated you. Completely passive, a victim. Thermostat says, I can have a good life and a good day because I choose that whatever my circumstances may be, I can always be productive, I can always be of service, I can always do something for someone else and thereby have a good day and, add that all up, a good life.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And if you want to make the shift from busy, broke, and broken to time-free and cash-confident, or you just want to continue with the exponential growth, check us out at modernchiropracticmarketing.com. Look at the MCM Mastery tab, watch the short video on there, and check out what we are doing now for evidence-informed chiropractors. We are equal parts coaching and marketing done for you. Yes, you shoot some videos, we help you with campaign strategies and ideas and really become a thought leader in your community. You shoot those videos, you send them to us, we produce, edit, and brand them to you. Then we distribute them through all of your channels. We also take them and we turn it into one good blog per month. And every other month, we have Darcy Sullivan producing a robust blog with a topic that you pick from her database to help with your SEO. So we essentially become your content marketing agency to make sure your practice is always having ethical, elegant content marketing to help grow your practice. On the coaching side, we also help you with everything from marketing ideas to business, communications, finances, anything practice growth. And really try to help prevent you from being stuck on that island. And we hold you accountable. We have a great group of doctors that are just doing amazing things. And we look forward to help you out to take that next step in your practice. So again, check us out at modernchiropracticmarketing.com and learn more.